And we are back with Bryce Long. This is your fourth time at Interstate Music. Can you believe that?
Do you have to talk right into this thing? Is that how we do this?
You're in this career. This is your career, dude. I mean, I think if you don't know
I'm
what
just kidding.
To do with the microphone,
I'm just kidding, this man. Is going yes, solid. It is my fourth time
it
here.
Is your
and
fourth
I'm
time. It's
looking
becoming
forward
a habit.
To a great night. Oh, man. I'll take it.
Hey, I'll give it. Perfect. I'll give it. So you've been playing out. We were talking about this earlier. You play out a decent amount. You were talking about like 80 shows a year that you're out and doing it. And as, like, I'm going to call you a hit songwriter, whether you like it or not. As a hit songwriter, is that something that you're just finding to be a lot of enjoyment to go out there and play for people and engage with the fans? Because so many songwriters are just behind the scenes, writing songs, co-writing, and not getting out there and telling the stories behind the hits. Is that just something that you love to do?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, playing. I've always loved to play.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, my first love, I guess. It was the very first thing I did as a kid, you know, before I even started writing songs, was playing. I mean, ever since I was probably 4 or 5, you know, singing was part of my deal. And I mean, it's the cool part about it, Jeff, like we were talking earlier, is for the performing songwriter, there's a lot of opportunity.
Yeah.
A lot of opportunity.
There is.
And so, you know, playing between 70 and 80 shows a year, I mean, that also counts the, you know, the Bluebird nights and the Listening
sure.
Room nights in Nashville.
Sure.
But, yeah, man, it's great. I mean, there's just a lot of opportunity, and people love, you know, they love to hear what we do, and they love
like to hear
the stories.
Behind the scenes, yeah.
So it gives all of us that are performing songwriters a lot of opportunity to go out and play if they want to.
And so when you're out there doing that, how much are you able to, how much does it distract you from being able to go and do more co-writes and writing? Is it tough?
No, not really, because, you know, I mean, some weeks I'll write 4 or 5 times a week, and then some just 3.
Okay.
But lately, just over the last 4 or 5 years, I guess I'd say, it's really become a thing where it's, you know, it's fun, man. You get to go see people. You get to see a lot of great places. You know,
and you're playing with and you're playing with friends on stage.
Absolutely, and a lot of wonderful people. I mean, that's how we met.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, you get to meet so many great people, and it's just you know, it becomes fun, especially when you're with the right people that you love. Because I'm a songwriter fan. You know that.
Yeah,
we've talked about that. And,
yeah.
And getting to sit and around and listen to my friends sing songs that just absolutely knock me out.
Yep.
It's, you know, it never gets old. And we all have a good time together. And it's really one of those things that kind of helps you go back to town and want to write more.
Right.
Because you kind of get out and do what you do. You see people. I mean, I get ideas out here, talking to people.
Yeah,
you know, being around.
And when you're writing, is it something that people are coming to you and saying, "Hey, I want you to write with so and so," or are you kind of a little bit like, "These are the people that I'm writing with," and then one randomly shows up that comes up to you, or reaches out, or somebody says, "Hey, we really want you to write this because so and so is cutting songs and they want you to write with this person."
Yeah.
So,
well, I think it's some of both.
Okay.
You know, there's people that, you know, I've written with a long time, I've had cuts with and all, you know, you kind of go back to the well because you know who you write great songs with. And oftentimes with artists and stuff, we'll pull artists in to some of my favorite co-writes.
Yep.
But then, you know, at Sony, my puggers, they throw me some new names and some new people, and I trust them with it, you know. I mean, it's...
Well, they've known you for so long.
Yeah, and it gives me opportunity, like, you know, I'm one of those guys, Jeff, that, man, when I get done, I go home. I mean, I'm not much to hang around town and party lifestyle and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so I kind of trust them. There's some young pluggers there that I really respect and think a lot of. And they throw some good ideas. And I've written some really cool songs with some people that I didn't know that they've introduced me to. So that's, you know, and they're always, you know, they always have their kind of ear to what's going on and who's getting signed where, what artists you kind of want to get involved with early on. You know, because if they hit, then you're, you know, if you're in there, hopefully, you know, if you write the right songs, hopefully you can stay.
That's true. I mean, when you've got these up-and-coming artists that are starting to get those opening slots for the bigger acts and this and that, and you're getting those cuts with them, and And they're going back to that same well. So if you wrote a good song for them, they're going to come back to you, and that keeps going, and their career is basically just starting. So I mean, that's what helps elongate the songwriter's career.
Sure.
By really just kind of, you know, playing in that kind of safety zone, I would say, as you start to have those successes. So.
Well, and it's a lot of that, you know. I mean, you know, as I get older, you need that younger kind of, you know,
keep it fresh.
And yeah, you do. And yep. You know, and there's a lot of great writers. There's a lot of great young writers coming up, but there's a lot of great young artists too that I'm excited about. And you know, having that opportunity to work with them and hopefully bring some of what I do into their world it works. I used to be in their shoes.
Right.
So I know what that's
like. So it's got to be hard to say no to somebody that's asking you to co-write when you just know that you've only got a limited amount of time, limited number of writes that you can do in a week. But, I mean, you must be hit up all the time to get co-writes.
It is.
You can't say yes to all of them.
Yeah, you can't. And that part of it is tough because you don't hurt anybody's feelings.
Right.
You know, but there's a certain part of what we do in our business that, you know, I never got to write with people that were at my level when I started out.
Right.
I mean, it just didn't. We were,
right.
There was a group of us, you know, that all wrote together, and we grew together, and we learned together, and we, you know, we climbed the ladder together. But nowadays, it's, you know, there are some of those opportunities, you know, based on who writers and artists are working with,
right.
That they get in the rooms quicker as they're, you know, younger writers. And I don't, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that's good or bad, honestly. You know, it's. I guess for some of them it helps, but sometimes I think that when you grow at your own pace and grow with a group of writers or group of artists that are your age and kind of your class, if you say it like that.
Yep.
And then, you know, everybody starts having things happen. I watched it with all my buddies.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were getting cuts, and then they were having a single, and then it was, you know, and you cheered for those guys, and you kind of grew together. Some didn't stick around. Some didn't make. Some didn't, you know, stick it out long enough.
Yep.
But a lot of us did, and I don't know. I think for young writers and stuff like that, I think if they, you know, connect with a group of their own and kind of come up together like that and learn from each other. I just, the more they do it, the better they get. And I feel like
no question.
You know, you got to have a few co-writes with, you know, better writers or older writers, I should say.
Yep.
But there's just something cool about that, you know, your class, if you, the only way to say it, you know,
right.
Kind of like high school or college or whatever.
Right.
And you watch all your classmates have success together.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just really cool when that happens.
How fun was Stampede?
Oh, man, it was great. You know, it was just, to be honest with you, I was just thankful that they asked me to do it.
It's so cool. Just to watch a little bit of that journey and watch that show with all those guys in the rodeo, just like singing and the whole thing. It was fun.
It is. It's fun. And, Justin McBride's been a really good friend of mine for a long time. And you know, he reached out and just asked me to do that because he wanted for his team their own song. You know, he's like, man, it's just something I want. And so I just asked him. I said, man,
well, you know,
what
that
are you
world.
Thinking?
You know that world.
Yeah, I do. And that was why I think he reached out to me. But the main thing was I just wanted to know what he wanted. And then I wrote a verse and a chorus of it and sent it to him. I was like, man, am I on the right track? Is this what you want?
Yep.
You know, because you're asking me to do something specifically for them, for your team. And he's just blown away. He said, man, gosh, finish it. Just go ahead.
It's a hype song. I love it.
It was cool. It was fun. It was, you know, it was good to have them in the studio. Those guys
super
had never
cool.
been there.
Oh, no.
And,
you could see their smiles
blast,
on their face. They
man.
Did. They
had a lot of
and
fun.
And some could sing. Some,
oh, yeah.
Some couldn't.
Oh, yeah, some thought they could, and they found out real quick they couldn't.
Real quick,
you know?
Real quick.
But it was, we had a blast.
That's awesome. And your Back-to-Back Foundation.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it's, it was, I mean, for me, it was just an idea that I had after Nothing On But The Radio. You know, it was my first big single that generated some income and stuff, I just thought, man, I want to be able to do something at home, you know, where I come from in Kentucky. And so we found five families that first year that couldn't have Christmas. And we just we just bought them Christmas. We, you know, we went and shopped for them, got their stuff, took it to them, and out of that just kind of sprung into this foundation.
Yeah.
I had a lot of friends up there help me with it in my hometown, and a ton of people have gotten behind it, a ton of sponsors, and you know, Jeff, I've had people from all over, you know, ask me about it and give to it through the years. I mean, tons of people,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And this year we got lucky, you know, and we passed over, you know, $1 million that we raised.
It's unbelievable.
for our foundation. And we, you know, our main goal is always Christmas. I mean,
yeah.
Last year we gave 127 families Christmas that couldn't have it. Along with a lot of other things we've been able to do in the community, support a lot of other organizations, support a lot of really cool things that are going on in those counties of Christian Trigg and Todd County, where I'm from in Kentucky. And, man, it's been a blessing. And to be honest with you, Jeff, you know, we've talked about it. I don't know that I had a goal or I had any kind of, like, you know, this is exactly what I want to do. Any of that. It was just like, I just felt like it was like God said, if you'll take the first step, I'll show you the rest of the path. And man, I've seen things happen and things show up, and it just, I mean, it's, you know, to me, it's what it's all about. I mean, it's truly what it's all about.
It is. And I want to thank you. I mean, it's a blessing to have you, because I'll be perfectly honest with you. I mean, when you and Mark Nessler played here at Interstate Music that first time, I had no idea where anything could or should or would go for Interstate Music and what the next steps were. And the way that you've just kind of almost in a way taken me under your wing, kind of befriended me and just trusted in the fact that you believed in what we were doing and what we wanted to do, and the introductions that you've made and the people that you've entrusted that I treat them right, I can't thank you enough for that, because it is honestly exactly why we've gone down that path.
Sure.
When you talk about didn't have that expectation, but like it just started happening because you kind of gave it that nudge that you're like, yeah, that's something that, you know, I think I'm going to do something to help it keep going.
Yeah.
And you introduced me to people that have been great to me and have trusted Interstate Music. And I can't thank you enough for that. I mean, I'll never forget the fact that,
oh,
you know,
man,
you and Mark are honestly those guys.
Man, it's, you know, having that opportunity to do it, you know, our town in Nashville is full of great people. That just,
it is.
Everybody, you know, it's a small, it looks so big from the outside.
Yep.
But once you get in it, it's real small, because
yep.
Everybody knows everybody. And that's
yep.
a good thing, and it can
it's
be
a
bad
thing.
Thing.
Yep, sure,
you know,
absolutely.
I mean, and that's the cool thing. It's
yep.
like, you know, you came down, you presented yourself, you knocked it out of the park, you've done what you told people you would do. And man, you know, that, I think for anybody, it doesn't matter if you're a writer or a picker or a manager or, you know, in business like
right.
you are. I mean, it's, the thing about it is, man, you get out of it what you put in it.
Yeah.
And man, you put the right things in it.
I got an amazing team. You know,
yeah.
Just great, people, great personalities, great energy. That just keeps me waking up wanting to keep doing it
yeah.
and doing more for it. And I can't thank you enough. And it's always been great.
Oh man,
this is gonna be this friendship's forever, man.
Yes,
I can't
sir.
Wait. Thank you.
Yes,
appreciate
sir.
It.
Thanks, JP.